David, your reaction to having been awarded the life membership of Linfield Football Club along with Brian McLaughlin here tonight?
Well, Andrew, I don't think anybody can understand, unless they have been a Linfield supporter, what it's like to be presented with a life membership ticket. Obviously, I supported the club as a boy, was there for 10 years as a player, was privileged to be captain, back as assistant manager and then manager for, as I say, we all know, over 17 years. But to be given a life membership ticket was a real privilege, an absolute privilege. And I personally want to thank the board for such a wonderful, wonderful evening. To Richard and Heather Johnson for arranging everything, for all of the board being here this evening. And it was just a fantastic night. You know, as I said in my speech to the board, we probably needed, you know, a little bit of time and a little bit of distance for everyone's sake. And tonight it was just being at home with the family. So very, very proud. I wish I had the words to say thank you to the club for the wonderful, beautiful gift I got as well. To our president, Mr. Peter Lunn, a heartfelt thanks, and as I say, to the club for their generosity. Very, very humbling. Very humbling. And I was able to put publicly in record that obviously I want to wish the club to go on from strength to strength. I publicly want to be able to give my support to Warren and to the players and to back them in every way, shape or form. But simply for me tonight, it was a fantastic experience. And tonight to be a life member, it's something I will cherish.
You're enjoying the break away from the game?
Yeah, the break is nice. Obviously, I have the column in the Sunday Life, and I'm doing some radio, and I'm going watching games. But to be truthful, Andrew, the most enjoyable thing is I can go and watch Linfield games, and going back to being a supporter. Obviously, I loved the time I had as manager, but it was certainly very clear. And since the decision has been made, and since the decision, or since I've stepped down, more than the right time. I'm just thoroughly enjoying just being a supporter of Linfield Football Club.
And it's lovely that Brian McLaughlin, your assistant, 17 years, is acknowledged in the same way here tonight.
Well, you know, that just shows a touch of class. You know, Linfield, we do things right, I feel. We're very much the family club. Brian McLaughlin was, you know, so loyal to me. He was a massive asset to Linfield, massive asset to myself. I don't think people will ever fully appreciate the contribution that Brian made. But for the club to recognise the pair of us together shows just how strong our own partnership was, but also how the club viewed, respected and applauded that partnership.
You've been at a number of our games lately. You've been getting a great reception from our supporters.
Supporters have been absolutely fantastic, and I wouldn't expect anything less, and I don't mean that in a bombastic way. I would expect that because that's the way blue men are, and blue women and blue children. It has been lovely just to go to the games and to lend support to our great club, and I can't thank the supporters enough for their warmth and for their welcome and for their kindness. And it's not really strange, Andy, because I'm with my own. My own being, you know, supporters of Linfield Football Club, and it's been absolutely fantastic.
David, thanks for 944 games as manager, 31 trophies, 179 players, loads of memories, and tonight a very proud life member of Linfield Football Club.
Andrew, to you, and I've got to say this, and you'll probably not put this on knowing you because you're too modest, but thank you for all of your help and support and for your kindness. If you don't put this on, I will be bitterly disappointed, even though this is going to ramble, and I apologise for those who are going to listen, but let me tell you, I was proud as absolute punch, and all I'll say is, and I'll say this for the last time, forever and a little change and always blue. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks so much, Andrew.
Cheers, Andrew.